Chapter 8. What Became of Bird Woman. And what became of the young Shoshone woman? Sacagawea had made one of the most remarkable journeys in American history. She had traveled 4,500 miles carrying her baby on her back. Without her, the expedition might have failed. Yet she wasn't paid one penny. For a while, Bird Woman, Pomp, and Charbonneau stayed at the Indian village. There, Charbonneau received a letter from Clark. Clark missed them. He missed Pomp, most of all. Clark planned to settle in St. Louis. He wanted Charbonneau to move his family there, too. Did Charbonneau want land for a farm near St. Louis? Did he want to start a small business? Clark would help him. But what Clark really wanted was to adopt Pomp. The captain wrote a letter to the couple. As to your little son, my boy Pomp, you well know my fondness for him. I once more tell you that if you will bring your son to me, I will educate him and treat him as my own child. Sacagawea, her husband, and Pomp eventually did go to St. Louis. In the autumn of 1810, Charbonneau bought a small farm from Clark. For 5 months, Bird Woman and Pomp lived there. But Charbonneau soon grew restless. The next spring, he took Sacagawea on a fur trading trip up the Missouri River. 6-year-old Pomp was left in St. Louis. He was cared for by William Clark and his wife Julia. By late 1812, Bird Woman and Charbonneau were at a trading post in what is now South Dakota. Sacagawea died there on December 20, 1812. She had just given birth to a daughter named Lizette. The clerk at the fort recorded the sad news. This evening, the wife of Charbonneau, a snake woman, died of a putrid fever. She was a good and the best woman in the fort, aged about 25 years. She left a fine infant girl. Clark took the baby girl Lizette, too. He raised both of Sacagawea's children. Pomp became a well-known Western guide and trader. Later, he was the mayor of a Spanish town in California. What became of Lizette is not known.